Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Queens, get the money. Sean Manaea is through five innings. One run ball. The Mets lead 3-1. And shout out to my guys over at the Playwright Irish Pub. John and Darren meeting. The 7 line is doing a watch party over there. I don't think you're going to get, knock on wood, I don't think you're going to get that Citi Field watch party tomorrow. But if you want to go and be around some Mets fans for these, next 4 innings until the Mets potentially win this game and clinch, they're over at the Playwright Irish Pub on West 35th Street. Shout out to Darren Meenan. I always talk about Darren, who started the 7 line, because I met him in the fan cave. Actually, Darren watched Derek Jeter's final hit in Yankee Stadium live from the fan cave with all of us. And he brought his crew. And I remember my boy Dan, he would bring him free Met shirts. And, you know, I was like the first I even had heard of the 7 line. And Darren, like, he just blazed a trail where he got to work with the Mets and Major League Baseball and have officially licensed merch and then take the 7 line and go mobile. I remember being in Yankee Stadium back in the day when the 7 line was allowed to come to Yankee Stadium and buy out sections. They're not allowed to do that anymore. They mob, man. There's a whole 7 line army. I respect it. They're not like the Bleacher Creatures. That's a different thing. We're eventually going to get the Bleacher Creatures to be mobile and be massive and be a brand. Shout out to Ball Vinny and the Terror Squad as well. Shout out to all the guys, man. In a week from today, we will be doing a watch party at American Whiskey in Manhattan, West 30th Street. And probably all the Bleacher Creatures will be pulling up to support me. It's going to be game 3 of the ALDS. So the Yankees will hit the road and go to Kansas City. And we will be watching the game together at American Whiskey. Would like to see you there. There will be a bunch of Yankee fans drinking and eating and having a good time. My guy Dellen Betances is pulling up. I've had Betances on with me on the fan. And he's going to make an appearance. And I think it's sponsored by WFAN and Corona. There hasn't been any official promo put out yet, but it's coming. It is official. So, yeah, game 3. If you don't want to watch alone in your apartment or you don't want to be by yourself, like I said, man, this run, you're going to want to be around people. I still tell his stories. Shout out to Roger. Roger, if you're listening, you know, I told the story to Roger about how when I was in college, I would go from taking my football helmet off to putting my Yankee hat on in the locker room. And I would always have a Yankee hat on campus. I would do presentations with a Yankee hat on. I would talk in front of the class. I'd be in meetings with my professors with a Yankee hat on. It was just like it didn't come off. And I was in college in 2009 for that run, and I had just turned 21, and the liquor store down the street, I made good friends with the owner, so I had access to kegs and taps and plenty of beer on deck. And I was dating this girl from James Madison University because I transferred from JMU to Monmouth. And I remember her wanting to come visit during, I think, the ALCS. And she said something along the lines like, yeah, if I come up, I don't want to be watching baseball all night. And I'm like, then don't come. Simple as that. And I'm like, I don't know what you think is going down. Like, but you don't take precedent over the American League Championship Series. Like, me and the homies are going to drink this keg down, and we're going to watch the Yankees, and I'll see you when I see you. It's the most wonderful time. 'Tis the postseason. Kevin is in Maine on the Fan in New York. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Keith. It's Kevin the truck driver. I don't know if you remember me or not.
I remember. Hello.
So it's funny, as irony will have it, this time around July last year, I was in Kansas City with my son at Kauffman Stadium, seeing a Tigers-Royals game. And I was like, man, these teams are garbage. And look where we're at.
Oh, the difference a year can make. Baseball, there's nothing like baseball. Baseball is something else.
Yeah, it's unpredictable, Susan. Well, I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, I'm up here in Maine working, and this postseason so far could not have worked out better than what we could have asked for. Anyway, Baltimore's gone. See you later. You know, Astros
fantastic.
Are gone.
That I love it.
That devil's gone. See you later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as far as like as the week in a whole has been, if you're a baseball fan, a TV fan, a movie fan, it's been a tough week. We lost Taggart, Beverly Hills Cops, rest in peace. We lost Frankie Fitz, you know, American Pickers, rest in peace. And we lost the Hit King, Pete Rose, rest in peace. May he go to the hall where he really belongs. And I'll leave it at that. Anyway, let's go, man. The Yankees are giving me nothing to root for. The Jets, I'm not a Jets fan, but they suck anyway. And I'm not too sure how I feel about this Knicks trade. You know what I mean? So please, God, baseball gods, please. Just give me this. I was just watching a little while ago YouTube, the old timers day with the honoring of the 2019.
Uh-huh.
With you know, Jorge and Alex. I don't think I saw Hideki, but I just saw Hideki on YouTube hit a home run at like 55 years old in Japan, however old he is, 50. Please, man. We need this, Keith.
This is it, Kevin. Thanks for the call, man. 888-808-1019. Yeah, that we're losing a lot of folks. James Earl Jones passed like a week or two ago. Earlier in September, I think. And then John Amos just passed. And obviously Pete Rose. Life isn't promised. Got to seize the day. Be thankful for the day. And I'm thankful that we have this opportunity with the Yankees, man. I hope this is it. It's going to really bring together families and friends, and I cannot wait. I just, like, this is what I live for with sports. You've heard me for years say the one thing I want more than anything in sports is for the Yankees to win the World Series. Let this be it, man. Let this be the time. In Rockland, Tim is on the Fan. What's up, Tim?
Hey, it's been a while. How you been?
Good. I've been here at night. We haven't had as many of these 5-hour KM to AMs because the Yankees have played, and then football started with Thursday night, Monday night football. But here I am.
I know. You know I follow you all the time. If I'm not calling in, I'm still listening. Or
you're the man, bro. I appreciate you for real. Yes.
Yeah, I am the Terminator. Don't let Lou Gower steal my name.
Don't let Lou Gower.
No, but I want
Positive Timmy, Positive Tommy. Your name's Tim.
Yeah, Positive Tommy.
Are you Positive Timmy?
He dropped the No, but remember last year we were talking about the D.L. Hall trade and the Corbin Burns trade.
Mm-hmm.
The Orioles and the Brewers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you forgot about it. All right, but so D.L. Hall is still on the roster.
No, that trade was the beginning of this baseball season. I remember.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. That was a prospect that the Orioles gave up, and we were all talking about all you know what the Yankees would have had to give up to get Corbin Burns because we thought that the Yankees were going to target him, especially with Gerrit Cole being hurt. They needed to do that. Yankee fans cried.
Exactly, but see where to get him when you have a complete team, which I know a lot of people hate. As you know, I'm a Met fan. You love trolling me.
Yeah, I do. I have some fun with that at times, but I don't think the Mets are going to be getting trolled anytime soon. They're playing very well.
No, I know. I love it back and forth. I'm the guy that laughs at you. What was that meme you had up the other day, SpongeBob? And I was crying when Edwin Diaz gave up the run. You had the SpongeBob meme.
Oh, the chaos. Because it was chaotic. It was SpongeBob running around with Patrick.
Exactly. And I was crying, saying, oh, my God, I want to.
I do that stuff on the internet.
2 seconds later, Lindor, the MVP.
I kid you not, I am in our performance studio surrounded by Mets fans. When Lindor hits that home run, I'm the first one chanting, MVP, MVP. We were doing the, like, YouTube and the radio, so it was weird. Like, I think we were streaming live, but they couldn't hear the audio. And the way that it timed up with the radio, like, I don't know, we still had to go to breaks. But that was, like, I was so happy to actually be here for that. I'm glad that I came in to see Evan and Lugie and all the salespeople that are Mets fans, like, in that moment. That was a crazy game.
Yo, that goes to what you were saying. Be around people when you experience moments.
Yes.
With people means something.
You absolutely have to. Yeah. Like, if sitting in your apartment is cool, but if you have the means to go to a bar or even just go to a friend's house, do that and experience it together because that's going to make the memory fonder, win or lose.
Yo, how about being at the stadium and high-fiving somebody you've never met.
Oh, that's the best. You make a friend in the seat in front of you, the seat next to you, because you're surrounded by friends. I say that all the time. When I used to go to Yankee Stadium and, you know, I wasn't known from WFAN, I'm like, I go alone because you're never alone. You're always surrounded by Yankee fans. You can talk to anybody. You can celebrate with anybody.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why we always get along.
Appreciate you, Tim. You're the man. You know, Tim started his call talking about that trade for Corbin Burns. I got to get the audio, man. I don't know if you guys heard the D-backs owner talking about Jordan Montgomery, but like this season and baseball is completely unpredictable. This season is crazy. Yankee fans, if you think about how much we cried for certain players and how it didn't pan out, like I took a bunch of calls about Josh Hader. All that money that the Astros spent on Josh Hader, where's he at right now? Oh, Keith, Josh Hader's going to be tough in the postseason. Nah, bruh. Oh, Keith, we should have got Hader. Hader gave up 3 hits, gave up a run. He can get rocked too. Like we were all, oh, we got to get Josh Hader. See, they're not serious. Oh, they should have got Corbin Burns. They should have gave up Spencer Jones. What did Corbin Burns do? He took the L yesterday. Not all on him. They didn't give him any run support. Even with Jordan Montgomery, I got to get the clip. I'll have Connor get the clip. The owner of the Diamondbacks basically threw Jordan Montgomery under the bus, and he went under the bus with him, saying, like, that's my fault that we signed this guy late and all this other stuff. And it's just like, you know, I rarely do this. This is C-Mac's job to pat Cashman on the back and pat the organization on the back, but I can give credit where credit is due. I got what I wanted out of this Yankee season. They're the number one seed. They got the bye. They won the American League East with the guys that they have. And they didn't go spend the money for a Blake Snell, a Jordan Montgomery. No shot were they bringing in Trevor Bauer. They also weren't spending the money on Josh Hader. And look where we are now. 888-808-101-1019. I want to, you got to hear like this owner talking about, Ken Kendrick talking about Jordan Montgomery. Jordan Montgomery's definitely out of there, and he was one of the Boris Five. He was one of the Boris Five, and I mean, we were even when Kodai Senga went down, I remember I was on with BT, and people were saying, the Mets got to go get Jordan Montgomery. No, they don't. And people were talking about, oh, that, you know, the Mets rotation is one of the worst rotations in the division in the league. Like, you don't have to go do that. And as much as we are fanatical and rant and rave, there's something to be said about these guys knowing more than us. Okay, so Connor has the clip of Ken Kendrick talking about this season and the mistake he made with Jordan Montgomery signing.
Signing Jordan Montgomery and E-Rod, I'll stick with Montgomery because E-Rod was hurt for a lot of the year and we didn't get to see him in a full season. But Jordan Montgomery was $25 million and he pitched to an ERA well over six and got demoted to the bullpen. How disappointed are you in that signing?
Let me say it the best way I can say it. If anyone wants to blame anyone for Jordan Montgomery being a Diamondback, you're talking to the guy that should be blamed. Because I brought it to their attention. I pushed for it. They agreed to it. It wasn't in our game plan. You know, when he was signed right at the end of spring training, and looking back in hindsight, a horrible decision, you know, to have invested that money in a guy that performed as poorly as he did. It's our biggest mistake this season from a talent standpoint.
And man. So that's from the Burns and Gambo show out there covering Arizona sports. Monty, who I remember telling you guys, I don't want him back. He doesn't want to come back. They traded him. That's over. Monty does not want to be a Yankee. That's done. That ship has sailed. He has a $22.5 million option that he can choose for next season. Or he can opt out and become a free agent again. And I think he's most likely going to become a free agent again after hearing the owner talk to him about that. 888, talk to the media about him like that. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Dan in Howell, New Jersey on the fan. Hello, Dan.
Keith, how we doing, my man?
Dan, what's up? Thanks for calling my show. I'm doing well.
Nah, of course. I spoke to you last time, I think, when Judge hit that grand slam against the Red Sox.
Yeah, FOMO. Talk about the fear of missing out. I could have been in there, and I'll never get over it. I watched it on Apple TV.
No, I've been rocking that jersey hoodie a couple days too, man. I'm not gonna lie, pretty fly.
Yeah, when I saw pictures of it, I didn't like it because it had the Star Insurance patch. But my boy Wallace had it on at the stadium the other day. I was like, that's actually tough. Like the Yankees gave out a lot of cool swag to wear: the Judge football jersey, the Soto basketball jersey, the hockey jersey, and that hoodie with the jersey in it. Like the Yankees did good for us.
Nah, I told you, man, my wardrobe has been on fire this year because of them. So, no, it's been great. But I was talking there. Baltimore is out. That is crazy to hear. We were talking last time, four games up. They are now gone. So I actually just got my tickets. I'm going to game two, section 231, row one. So I'm just curious, do you have any plans to go to the game or anywhere for us to kind of meet up beforehand, maybe have a little celebration?
Yeah, I'll be there, especially Saturday. You said you're going to game two on Monday?
Game two, yes, sir.
They're opening the gates 2 hours before each game, so get there early. And if you can go in and don't have to worry about the line. But I'm a Billy's guy. Shout out to Joey, shout out to George, shout out to the people that own Billy's. I've always been a Billy's guy. You can find me in there before and after the game. I'm always with the creatures at Wands. Sometimes I'm at Yankee Tavern because they treat me well over there, too. Dugout, too. I'm just around. Like, once I park my car or get off the train, depending on which one I do, which most of the time I drive, shout out to Dart hooking me up with the parking, I get there early because I'm driving from Jersey, and that traffic I cannot stand. Like, the traffic doubles the time. Like, I can get there in 45, 50 minutes with no traffic. It's 90 minutes plus with traffic. So, I don't know, just hit me on Instagram or Twitter or whatever it is when you get there. And I'm pretty good about like letting people know where I'm at because I appreciate the love and I try to connect with as many people as possible. If you're trying to link up with me to meet me, take a picture, whatever, I'm not hard to find.
Man, well, I appreciate it. I got a car going in because I'm from Jersey too, so we got a ride. But I'll be there at 5:30.
You got a driver? You got a car service? You got a Vital car or something?
Yes, sir. You know, we got a little limo, so we're good.
Ah, sick. So everybody can get nice and saucy, get lathered up. Don't worry about who's got to drive out of there. Cool.
Yes, sir. Man, that's the way you got to have it, man.
Yes,
it's a luxury.
We got to be turned up. We got to bring the noise.
Yes, sir, man. All right, well, I'll see you there at Billy's, man. I'm going to send you a message. I appreciate you, man.
Dan, you're the man. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Yeah, you know, I can't even put it into words for you guys, like, how blessed I feel when I'm hanging out at the stadium and I get a response out of people or just, like, a reaction out of people. It's funny. Like, I always joke when people are like, yo, what are you doing here? I'm like, out of all the places you would find me, it would be here. But, it's all love. And, you know, some of the things people say to me after listening to me on the radio for 3 years, following my social media stuff, it just motivates me to do more. I have a lot of pride about it. I'm an extension of you, the Yankee fans. And, like, it's just authentic and it's real because, like, I tell you the stories of taking the train from as far as Monmouth County, New Jersey, all the way to the Bronx by myself, going to 40 games a year, meeting people from bartenders to security guards to ushers to, you know, people that are just at the gates. And I didn't know years ago when I was just going to the stadium, like, I tell people if there was no TikTok or Twitter or Instagram, I'd be going there to see the Yankees. And if I never made it to WFAN, I still would be finding a way to go to these postseason games and root on the Yankees because I want to win and I want to win the World Series. And I cannot wait for this run. I will physically be there and then I'll be on the fan after to kind of, you know, tell you what I saw and talk about the game and take your calls so we can enjoy this run together. 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM. We'll be right.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right back. Halfway through another 5-hour KM to AM on the Fan in New York, your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, watching the postseason, talking postseason baseball, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. If you do want to talk about the Devontae Adams trade and teams that could be after him, really, I just have been keeping it to the Jets. He should be a Jet. The Jets should reunite him with Aaron Rodgers. It just makes too much sense. Like, if it's actually a thing that's happening now, the Jets have to be in the front of the line. And yeah, the Carl Anthony Towns trade is a thing that actually is official and has happened now. We'll see how that, you know, whole thing plays out. We've got time for that. It's the most wonderful time. October baseball. I mean, if you're watching this Mets game right now, it's gotten a little bit more tense. As they do go to the bullpen, but the Brewers are able to drive in a run with a sac fly. They had that a leadoff double and then a sac fly to drive that run in the last inning. And now the Milwaukee fans are awake in Wisconsin and they're waving their terrible towels. That's another thing. I don't know. We don't really do that in Yankee Stadium. They don't give out towels. I remember when I was with the Bronx Pinstripes crew many moons ago, we showed up with towels, and it was like, I guess it was cool for one section, but the Yankee Stadium, we're not towel waivers. I don't know if they've ever done that in Queens. I don't know. I guess it's fine. But either way, 3-2 is the score now. And the Mets, I mean, they did rally there. Got some runners on. Marte looks good. Marte looks postseason ready. He had a couple hits last night. He had the pinch hit the day before. And he's got another two hits tonight. Iglesias has a knock. Vientos has a knock. Nimmo has a knock. Tyrone Taylor, Francisco Alvarez. The Mets have seven hits in the game, three runs. They did get a couple runners on after a J.D. Martinez walk, Starling Marte single, but Tyrone Taylor flies out. Francisco Alvarez grounds out, and Jose Iglesias just struck out there. So a little bit of a momentum swing here. Let's see if the Brewers are able to do anything with it. Joe is in Summers, New York. What's up, Joe? You're on the Fan.
Keith, I just wanted to call to say you're the greatest. I'm still in school and work part-time at nights. Whenever I'm working on a job, I'm always listening to KM to AM.
Thank
always.
You. Thank you. What school do you go to? What are you majoring?
I go to WestCon in Danbury. I'm a history major. I'm trying to become a teacher one day.
Oh, shout out to WestCon. Peter Swart's son just started at WestCon, and he's the long snapper for the football team.
Yeah, man. I honestly picked up on that. I actually used to play for the team. I didn't have that long of a career, but it was worth it.
The football in college is tough. I don't really suggest anybody do it. I did it for four seasons, and I gave my scholarship back my fifth year. I had enough. But shout out to Bradley and the Schwartz family. And shout out to you, Joe. Thanks for listening to my show, and keep grinding away. What do you got for us tonight?
Look, I'm the rare Cowboy Met fan, and I got this weird thing with the Mets. I feel like I cannot watch the games. I feel like karma is always against me when I'm watching. Every time I turn the game off, they do something good. I started watching the other day. Diaz blew his when he was put in. I turn the game off. Lindor hits that bomb. So it's a weird thing I got going with the Mets.
It's not you. I had people saying it was me this past homestand because I went to four games and I watched the Yankees lose the first two to the Orioles and the first two to the Pirates. I'm like, I'm 0-4. And I stayed away from the stadium for weeks. I go back to the stadium and I lose. It's not us. It's just in your head.
You're giving me some hope, man. Thank you, Keith.
Hey, watch. You should watch the rest of this game. And no matter what happens, it's not you. And it's the postseason. You don't want to turn it off. You don't want to miss these moments. You don't want to see the highlights. You want to react to them, good or bad, in real time.
Literally, man. Like, the 2015 run that the Mets had, I remember that like it was yesterday. Just that hype, that feeling.
Sure.
Been searching for that ever since. And honestly, my grandfather has been a lifelong Yankee fan. If the Mets don't go, I wouldn't mind seeing the Yankees take it, especially if it's against those Phillies. So, thank you, Keith. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Yeah, here we go. Yankees. I think I read that the Yankees are facing the Royals for the first time since 1980 in the postseason, and New York's got to get some get back. You know, last time the Royals came through here was 2015 for the World Series, and they won it. So we got to get some get back. The Yankees owe them one for our counterparts, our brothers, the Mets, losing that World Series. The Yankees got to put them out in three, I think four. I've already said that. Yankees in four. Don't need to go five games. Yankees in four. 888-808-1019. Yeah, you got to watch these games. It's hard to watch, though. It's nerve-wracking. You're going to have heart palpitations, shortness of breath. You're not going to be able to, like, stomach some of the moments. But, like, that's fun. Like, it's way better than a random, I don't know, May game that doesn't have these type of stakes. Like, this is what you live for as a fan. Just keep in mind that there are fans of the Miami Marlins who, like, they don't get this. There are fans of the Toronto Blue Jays. They're watching us right now. Like, they're not watching their team. They have no dog in the fight. You have a dog in the fight. Watch your dog. In New Haven, Dave's next up on the Fan. What's up, Dave?
Keith, what's up, man? Glad to finally get through to you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm not a Mets fan. I'm not a Mets hater, so I'm really rooting for them as well, unless we get to the World Series together.
Sure.
Our question is more towards the Knicks trade. What do you think about that trade, man?
I think it's a good trade. I think it's a good trade in theory. Everything is theoretical until we see it play out on the floor. But I was talking about it Wednesday night. I had Alex Day on, who's a big Knicks fan. I had him on with me. And I was like, who's your starting center? And he's talking about Randall playing some of the center, Josh Hart playing, Precious Achiuwa. And I'm like, no, this is a team that's trying to get to the championship, right? That's not going to get it done against Giannis. That's not going to get it done against Embiid. That's not going to get it done against, you know, so the Celtics. So you needed a center, especially with the news that Mitchell Robinson isn't going to be available to start. News also came out that they've been working on getting Karl Anthony Towns for months. This wasn't just a reaction to the Mitchell Robinson news or iHeart leaving. They've been working on this since the draft or even, you know, before then. They were working on getting Karl Anthony Towns here. And we heard the rumor. So I like it because I'm a Jersey guy and I root for these Jersey guys, Brunson and Kat, to really take over the city. They both grew up rooting for the Knicks. It's a full circle dream come true type of thing. And it'd be great for those guys to bring the Knicks back to the promised land. But I just know that the East is going to be different. I know that it's going to be real hard to get a two seed again. And now this is a different team, right? That team that Knicks fans loved last year with Hart playing 48 minutes, with DiVincenzo starting and going off, knocking down threes. Like, that's not this team anymore. Now you have OG.
Definitely not.
Now you have Mikal Bridges. Now you have Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns. They have to adjust. They have to gel. They have to adapt to new surroundings, new teammates, just new everything, and they got to come together. And it's going to take a little while to build that chemistry, but I think that you do have a better squad. You weren't winning anything with Randall. You weren't paying Randall. And DiVincenzo, as great as he was, and you know the moments he had, the shots that he made in that last year's run, ultimately he's a bench player on this team. So you got to give to get, and you get a Karl Anthony Towns that can play the five, that also can play the four when Mitch comes back. And he's the type of guy, if Brunson's getting doubled or Brunson's having a rough night, he can do all the scoring. Him and Mikal Bridges shooting from the corners, their money. I just think that it makes the team dynamic. Obviously, he's familiar with the head coach. I think it was a good trade. Randall, as soon as Randall posted that picture of his jersey not being up and Mikal Bridges' jersey being up, and the light bulb went off in my head, wait, Mikal Bridges hasn't played a single game for the Knicks, and his jersey's up there. Julius Randle has been here for the last 5 years. Like, yeah, the writing was literally on the wall. The jerseys were on the wall, and not long after that, Julius Randle got traded. So,
one quick question. You think OG is a good replacement for Randle?
I think
they're the same kind of player.
Nah.
But OG is a little bit more versatile, a little bit more defensive.
Yes,
like his defensive prowess is a little bit better.
Yeah, you can sick him on
attitude.
Anybody. OG can defend. It's about health. It's about health.
He can score.
It's about health.
With Bridges, you know, you don't need the Randle scoring if you got OG and Cat.
You don't want the Randle scoring. Randle had his moments, but a lot of times it was like, all right, bro, like some of them shots that you're putting up, like that's not what we need. Yeah. And the ball is going to be in Brunson's hands. OG's defense, and when you need some offense, he's there. I wouldn't compare him to Randle. I don't look at him as I think he's a better player than Randle, especially in a better fit with what they're trying to do.
Definitely. Hey, Keith, keep up the good work, man. I love listening to you. Glad I finally got to get through to you. Let's go Yankees, baby.
Let's go. Thanks for the call, Dave. 888-808-1019. I love doing these 5-hour KM to AM shows because they're earlier and it's just me. And in 5 hours, if you want to talk to me, if you want to be on air, if you want to talk about anything, not just postseason baseball, but even NBA trades and hypotheticals, we can do that. I've tried to do a good job of getting through my calls, but every time I get through a call, another one comes up. Let's go to Sharif in Manhattan on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Going home. Yo, look, this whole thing started with Hartenstein leaving. Felt like that was like a part of a relationship breakup. And then you know, you're thinking like, okay, they're going to come back with Randall and I forgot his name. I always mess up his name, the shooter. And then they cut them.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's like start that chemistry that they, you know, there was chemistry there. There was something there. Like, I just wish I was able to see it as a team.
Mm.
Like, now you're coming with, look, I got nothing against him. I think he's a good player. But, you know, he thinks he's 6'4", and he's a guard. Like, when I watch him in the games, you know, the dude needs to post up 10, 15 times a game. Like, stop thinking like you're just a three-point shooter.
He thinks he's the best shooting big of all time.
No doubt. I'm not saying he's not a good shooter. I give him that. But
you're like, saying use your size, get in the paint, body somebody up.
Like you gotta mix it up. You just can't be the same type of player.
Sure. And when they leave you open for three, knock it down.
Exactly. But at the same time, you know, you give him a little of that post up, and now you're
maybe
like, okay, now
maybe
he will.
You know, maybe Tibbs will be like, hey, bro, this is how you're gonna play in this offense. This is how you're gonna play with these guys.
You know, like I don't know. You know, now he's, you know, I know he was from Jersey, but you know what I've seen from him, like I've never seen him like that dude that's gonna be like hardcore. Like I don't know, like you get losing.
He didn't really get. I won't say he didn't get a chance. He did get a chance, but then once they got Ant-Man, it quickly became his show, and then they got Rudy Gobert to be the center, and he kind of became more of a sidekick and a Batman. And I don't know, man. I think it's going to work out. But Sharif, I hear you. Let me talk more about that. Like, I understand. Thanks for the call. I understand. I watched all the games. I was on here hosting. January, the New York Knicks, as they were constructed after getting OG, it looked like nobody in the NBA could beat them. They look like the best team in the NBA. I low-key was like joking and trolling online like, oh, the Knicks have to win the championship after this month. 888-808-1019. I'm like, oh, there's no excuse for them to not win the championship. But you know what it is? In theory, you wanted to see Randle with Mikal Bridges and OG and Brunson and Mitchell Robinson and Josh Hart. So, like, in your head, you thought, yo, we're running it back. Let's see what that team looked like from January before Julius got hurt, right? I remember having a take on WFAN. I remember we used to run it on, like, Keith McPherson at night, where I said, I'm like, this team will not get to where they should get without Julius Randle. They will not reach the Eastern Conference Finals without Julius Randle. Then I retracted that statement because I didn't want to come off as a hater. And I'm like, listen, nobody knows. It's the playoffs, and they went on a little bit of a magical run, and it was an underdog story that I feel like everyone could rally around these Knicks. Brunson, Hart, DiVincenzo, even guys like McBride and Precious Achiuwa, like Alec Burks when he came on, like these guys were not lottery picks. These guys were not the main targets for anybody in free agency. These guys are scrappy underdogs that nobody wanted, bounced around and ended up here, and look what they're doing as the two seed. They knock off Embiid. Even though Embiid was hurt, I thought they had a good chance to beat the Pacers, but obviously they got hurt during that series and they couldn't see it through. So what is stuck in your mind as Knicks fans is, yo, we were about to run it back with that group plus Mikal Bridges, because imagine if you had Mikal Bridges last year. You probably would have beaten the Pacers and got to the Eastern Conference Finals, even with the injuries. Now that's gone. Erase that from your mind. Forget all of that. You're erasing it. You're starting all new. Now it's Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges. Like, you don't have Julius Randle. You don't have DiVincenzo. And this new group has to become, but I think they'll be better for it. 888-808-1019. The East is going to be tough, though. I think a lot of you are sleeping on what the East is going to look like. And some of these teams, like the Bucks and the Sixers and even the Pacers and the Cavs and the Heat and the Magic, like, it's going to look different than it looked last year. You were able to get the two seed last year. I'm almost going to guarantee you the Knicks will not be the two seed again, but who knows? Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're still here. KM to AM. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson on the Fan. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to be a part of it, dial 888-808-1019. Ryan Stanek takes the mound for the Make It Happen Mets, as they're only let's see here, 9 outs away from advancing to the 2024 NLDS. That's crazy. Let's get back to the phones and talk to the Mets fans as we watch. Currently, the Mets are up 3-2. I did sprinkle in some stuff about Karl-Anthony Towns and the Knicks, so we're taking calls on that. And, of course, the Yankees know who they're going to face. They're going to face the Kansas City Royals. And what a day today was. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The Astros are eliminated. There's no boogeyman from Baltimore either. The Orioles still haven't won a postseason game in back-to-back years. Gotta love it. Billy's down in Florida next up on the fan. What's up, Billy?
Hey, how's it going, Keith? It's good to hear from you. I'm a big fan. I love the fan. I've been living in Florida for 10 years now, and thank goodness for the Odyssey app, for one, because I can't listen to you guys without it. So
yeah, and it's I know it's way different down there. Are you close to, like, I've heard some of, like, Miami sports talk radio, but it's not like this.
I don't listen to any Florida radio.
Yeah, you don't even bother.
I'm all WFAN.
Good.
Yeah. Evan and Tiki and Boomer Geo and all you guys, man. I listen every day.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I'm driving. I'm on my way to my band practice right now. I'm late. I watched the end of the inning. You just said they're 9 outs away, so I couldn't really know what was going on. I was just trying to see what was happening. And I watched that play where they tried to walk Lindor, and then they didn't, and then they did. I've never seen that, and that was crazy. But I don't know. Do you think they can pull this out?
The Mets? Yes, I do. And I think they did end up intentionally walking him, but it was just a little bit of a on-field delay. I think the Mets have the bullpen. Edwin Diaz available. Stanek is out there right now. He just got the first out. But, like, you would like to see some insurance runs. It's a one-run lead, and with the Brewers having home field and the chance to walk you off here, just get it done tonight.
We need a home run. We need a home run. We haven't had a home run yet.
That's right. There has not been a home run hit by the Mets. Maybe you'll call on Francisco Lindor to be the guy to do it once
again.
Let's
go, Lindor. Yeah. I need Lindor.
They're not going to let Lindor do it to him. They intentionally walked him his last at bat. So
I know. That was bad. I know. All right. Well, all right. I just pulled up to my band practice. Let's go, Mets. We're going to throw it on the TV while we jam.
Good. Rock out. Maybe you guys will play a little. Oh, my God. Yo, the remix with Pitbull. Like Jose Iglesias, who's got it better than that guy? Who's having a better year than him? 888-808-1019. That is another out. And the New York Mets are 7 outs away from advancing to the NLDS. Let's go out to Brooklyn. Milton on the fan. What's up, Milton?
What's going on, big guy?
Good, man.
I am excited.
You got to let me know what games you're pulling up to. We need that cowbell.
No, I don't have any tickets right now, but I am going to show. I get off early Saturday, so I get off at 5:30. I'm going to go straight to the game in an Uber.
We'll figure it out. It was great to see your daughter and her friend's first game.
Yeah.
Was that game? So
happy.
Yeah, it was good to see them.
And yes, that was awesome for them, and they appreciate it. I'll be there definitely Monday. Monday I'm off, so you know we'll see what happens.
Great.
And just to go over this real quick, no surprise here with the Mets. I mean, what is it with this? They've been the best team in baseball since June. And then you know, people who are looking at them for the first time, they've been the best team since June. No surprise here. I am watching this, and I am not surprised. Now, what be surprising will be them beating the Padres or the Dodgers, because I just think that'll be a tall task. But listen, you just ride that wave. If you're a Mets fan, and enjoy it. And because right now they got 3 outs, and they're going to the eighth. Now, Keith, real quick, I just want to talk to you about the Yankees having this opportunity of a lifetime. They got rid of these two teams. That's fine. I don't care. You play who was in front of you.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to see you there. I don't have no time to be worrying about who we're playing. We just play who's in front of you and take care of business. The thing with I wanted to talk to you about is my New York Jets, Keith. I know you watched the game. I need you to tell me something that nobody talked about. Gio, nobody. How come Aaron Rodgers was allowed to finish that game?
Bro.
He was hurt. He was hurt. You should have brought in Tyrod Taylor, and he would have took them into field goal range with his feet. Cold weather, windy. You got a quarterback that could run, get in field goal range, Keith, and win that game. You don't kick a 50-yard field goal.
It's funny you mentioned
in the
that.
Rain.
I was on Sunday, 12 o'clock to 2:30, so I watched the start of the game in here, and what I talked about was the fact that when they had that rainy practice against the Commanders, they didn't let Aaron Rodgers practice in the rain. They were protecting him then. So a similar type of weather situation, on air I was saying, you want to get a lead in this game and get Aaron Rodgers up out of there. Yeah. That's got to be the priority.
He was hurt.
Because he kept getting hit up. They were getting to him. And you know what? I thought this, and I was incorrect. I said that the Jets have more nasty guys, more guys that would relish playing in their home stadium in a messy rain game, that they would have the upper hand over the Broncos. I was incorrect. The Broncos were at some country club in West Virginia for the week. They came in there loosey-goosey, ready to go, and they stumbled into a win.
They stumbled. They both look terrible. They look sloppy. I'm just saying, listen, this coach is just, I mean, it's so frustrating to have this talent and have a coach that he looks like a fan. He looks like somebody who's got a free ticket he looks like a fan watching a game on the sideline. He doesn't feel like he's coaching the team.
He got an on-field pass.
He's just standing there. You don't see him talking to the player. Doesn't hold nobody accountable. You got this quarterback who's 40 years old who's hurt. You should bring a Tyrod Taylor who can run.
Because he's not coaching.
All you got to do is get his double range. Yep.
He's sitting there hoping for the best, and he's celebrating a turnover, but he's not thinking about what's going on in the game.
Keith, real quick to my Knicks, and I know you're an FN. I know you were. Keith, this is the perfect fit. This is all I wanted. I wanted to get rid of the 1990 center that can't score and only could dunk. This is the guy who is a now center, a guy who could stretch the floor, who other people's centers are not going to be able to sit under the rim. They're going to have to come out and play this guy.
Facts.
He could dribble, pick and roll, shoot from New York. I'm so hyped about this move. Yes, we all hate that DiVincenzo is gone. And Randle is a great player. Thank you for what he did. But unfortunately, in the playoffs, he comes up short because he wants the ball, dribble, turnover. And, the always complaining, the back and the forth. It was time for change. Don't think that I hate Randle. Don't think that we don't respect what he did.
You
he
weren't winning more than with what him. Melo did. You were not ultimately winning with him.
Exactly.
And you weren't going to pay him anyway.
The only thing I got to tell you, Keith, and if this happens, Keith, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to lose my mind because this is the most underrated player that we might get that might take us over the top, that kid from the Pelicans. If we get Trey Murphy III, Keith, he is the perfect replacement for DiVincenzo. He's a 3-and-D, tall, shoots 40% from the three. He's a lockdown. If we get this guy, Keith, I mean, that is the perfect guy off the bench to replace DiVincenzo. This team is going to go really far as there's no injuries. I don't know about you saying you guarantee not getting a second seed. I don't know what team got better than the Knicks in the offseason in the East. Who added what we added? You're talking about Bridges. You're talking about you're talking about Cat. I mean, come on. There's nobody in the East that got that much better than what we did. I think we got way better.
Yeah, but last year
is
over and you have a different team. I think Giannis is coming back with a vengeance. We forget Giannis wasn't available in the playoffs. Embiid was also hot. And, I mean, people think Paul George is washed, but I still think the Sixers have a better squad. I think the Pacers added. They're going to be in contention. The Mavs. Oh, not the Mavs.
Yeah,
the Cavs.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. But I think this team now, what they put together, is going to be a very difficult team to beat as long as they're healthy. Because people got to remember.
Good. They're absolutely going to be good. But it's just not a guarantee that you get that two seed again like
that.
No,
nothing
last
is a guarantee.
Year. Or once.
Nothing
and the Celtics are running it right back.
Yep. And I think, listen, I can't wait for it, Keith. Listen, I just hope that
it's coming soon.
Everybody stays healthy. It's coming soon. Everybody stay healthy.
Yes,
and listen,
that's the key.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play. Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to tell you right now, he's not playing in London. He's not. I just have a feeling he's not going to play. To me, that injury is a little more. Nobody's talking about it. He couldn't even walk. What makes you think that he's going to go to London and be able to run around?
Mm.
I think it's going to be Tyrod Taylor against the Minnesota Vikings.
And that Vikings defense has been giving quarterbacks problems. So we're going to see. I think he tries to play.
The best thing that also happened to us, everybody in the division lost. Bills lost. Dolphins lost. Patriots lost. That's the saving grace. The Jets have to go out there, man it up, next man up, and get this big victory and get everybody back on track. Keith, you're the man. I'll see you on Saturday. And go Yankees, baby.
The Cowbell, man. We're up against it. Let's go to Manny right now with the update. Hit it, Connor.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.